Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, if your news headlines coming up on this hump day, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have music from our Artists of the Week, Fire Rose and Billy Ray Cyrus, and in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation where Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay and recording artist Kelly Deco discussing their new album, Constellation. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, attorney John Eastman surrenders on charges in Trump's Georgia 2020 election subversion case. John Eastman, the conservative attorney who pushed a plan to keep Donald Trump in power, turned himself in to authorities Tuesday on charges in the Georgia case, alleging an illegal plot to overturn the former president's 2020 election loss. Eastman was booked at the Fulton County Jail and is expected to have an arraignment in the coming weeks in the sprawling racketeering case. He was indicted last week alongside Trump and 17 others who were accused by District Attorney Fannie Willis of scheming to subvert the will of Georgia voters in a desperate bid to keep Joe Biden out of the White House. It was a fourth criminal case brought against a Republican former president. Trump, whose bond was set Monday at $200,000, has said he will surrender to authorities in Fulton County on Thursday. His bond conditions prohibit him from intimidating co-defendants, witnesses, or victims in the case, including on social media. He has a history of assailing the prosecutor leading the cases against him, including Willis. Eastman said in a statement provided by his lawyers that he was surrendering Tuesday to an indictment that should never have been brought. He criticized the indictment for targeting attorneys for their zealous advocacy on behalf of their clients and said each of the 19 defendants was entitled to rely on the advice of lawyers and past legal precedent to challenge the results of the election. In more national news, father of NFL cornerback Caleb Farley killed in apparent explosion at North Carolina home. The father of Tennessee Titans cornerback Caleb Farley died overnight in an explosion that destroyed the NFL player's North Carolina home and left another person injured, authorities said. Robert Farley, 61, was found dead in the debris of the Lake Norman, North Carolina home on Tuesday morning, said Kent Green, the director of the County Fire Services and Emergency Management. First responders arrived at the house a few minutes after midnight Tuesday and found Christian Rogers, 25, exiting the collapsed structure, Green said. Rogers, a friend of the family, was transported to the medical center in Charlotte with a concussion. He is awake and alert, Green said, but has not yet been discharged from the hospital. Green said gas must have accumulated over a long period of time and likely found its way to an ignition source which caused the explosion. The blast, which local authorities have ruled accidental, originated in a bedroom and did not damage any surrounding homes. In more national news, a black delivery driver loses his FedEx job more than a year after he said white men attacked him. A black FedEx delivery driver who says two white men shot at and chased him in Mississippi in 2022 has now been fired from his job. He and his attorney said this week, "I honestly feel disrespected." The former driver, DeMontario Gibson, told the Associated Press shortly after he received an email from FedEx about his termination. Meredith Miller, manager of Global Network Communications for FedEx, confirmed Monday that Mr. Gibson is no longer employed at FedEx, but did not respond to other questions from the AP. Last week, a Mississippi judge cited police errors in declaring a mistrial for the father and son charged in the attack. A detective testified about failing to give prosecutors and defense attorneys a copy of a videotaped police interview with Gibson. Carlos Moore, an attorney who has represented Gibson in a civil lawsuit, provided the AP with a copy of an email Gibson received from FedEx on Monday. It said Gibson's employment was terminated July 26, and the company attempted to deliver a letter and documents to him about the termination on July the 31st. FedEx fired Gibson because he did not accept a part-time, non-carrier job that the company offered him in mid-July, Moore said, adding that he did not know whether the company gave Gibson a deadline to accept. In entertainment news, WWE's WrestleMania 40 ticket sales show strength of the brand months before a two-day event. WWE is flexing its branding muscle, selling more than 90,000 tickets to next year's WrestleMania about 8 months before the premium live event is held and before a single match has even been announced. Tickets for WrestleMania 40, which will take place in Philadelphia on April the 6th and April the 7th, 2024, went on sale last Friday. in one day, ticket sales for WrestleMania 40 topped the all-time total gross record of $21.6 million set by this year's WrestleMania 39. And finally, in business news, Wall Street stalled a day after a rare August gain. Wall Street drifted to a mixed close ahead of a couple of potentially market-shaking events later in the week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% on Tuesday, coming off a rare August gain that was powered by big tech. The Dow lost 174 points, and the Nasdaq Composite eked out a tiny gain. Stocks have struggled this month as yields shot upward in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury ticked lower a day after reaching its highest level since 2007. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Who you choose to follow will determine in what direction you were led. Choose carefully. Remember that the one who created you is the best tour guide on this path called life. Have an amazing hump day. Fire Rose and Billy Ray Cyrus are artists of the week this week. Here's their new single, Plans, for him, Conversations Daily News. We are part of my conversation coming up with Val Garay and Kelly Decco in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay and recording artist Kelly Decco join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about their love of music and the new project called Constellation. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Val, Kelly, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited about this. Kelly, I'm going to start with you. I watched a video on your YouTube channel, and you were talking about when you finished Constellation that you knew that you wanted Val to be able to work on this with you. What has it been like for you to see the early response to Constellation?
You know, brings tears to my eyes. I'm a very, I've become a very kind of sensitive, emotional person over the years of writing. Personal, although people might not realize that the songs that artists write that are that seem interesting are because they come from a personal place from the artist. And so when you start seeing that stuff going out, it touches you very deeply, and I feel very sensitive about it. But I'm so happy that exactly what I wanted was the 70s sound, and I'm so happy that that's what we got. We were hoping for that, and in the process that you might have read about of talking with the original another producer, his name is Nick Pembroke, who's a good friend of Val's, and we said, hey, you know, I really want to get that sound that I had heard on this Andrew Gold song, and it's the same punchy sound that Linda Ronstadt band had. And he was like, and Nick said, well, that's the sound that Val Garay basically invented, and maybe if we're lucky, he'll get on board with it. And then in the end, that is what happened. And so now that that's the sound, I'm elated to hear that, because it is truly a thing that sets it in the right frame of mind and the right place. The ideas were all about vintage futurism, reaching out into, cosmic universe, love, and relationships.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're back to get on tomorrow's more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music from Artists of the Week, Fire Rose and Billy Ray Cyrus, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.